Melissa Walker Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With sports biggest and best names. Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle.
And one of the ways you get high percentage threes is to get offensive rebounds and toss them back out. And if we don't get those rebounds, they're going to get them and toss them back out. Now, rebounding is a massively important stat.
The fastest hour in radio.
Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Melissa Walker Campbell.
And a very happy 2013 to all of you tuning in this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We always look forward to a brand new year and a brand new season, and we appreciate each and every one of you tuning in on the weekends. We are going to start things off this particular weekend by hitting on the hardwood with one of the finest dressed sports writers in all the NBA. He always has that Ben Hogan look going on, very distinct. The great Dwayne Price of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Top of the morning to you, Dwayne.
Liz, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I know that you're a bit sleep deprived. You hadn't slept in a couple of days. I was encouraging you to go drink some Red Bull to wake up for me.
we were in D.C. What was that? New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it was 28 degrees. Then went to Miami yesterday and it was 85 degrees. Now I'm back in Dallas. Now it's 30 degrees. So my body's just going through some changes here.
I am sure. And it's in complete shock. Well, I know it has been, as you have just said, it's been fast and furious. You've been accruing a ton of frequent flyer miles as the Mavs have been on the road. You know, they faced this brutal stretch of facing so many playoff caliber teams, and it's not been easy. But at times, we have seen real signs of progress and hope. I mean, the overtime losses to Oklahoma City and Miami, I know for me personally, it is hard to articulate the heartache and the pain from those losses, but I really see this as a team at times making some strides.
And you know what? You took the words out of my mouth. I was looking at exactly that. I said, Miami, Oklahoma City, those two teams played in the NBA Finals last year.
That's right.
The Mavericks played both of those teams on their court and went into overtime. Yeah, granted, they lost. But the fact that they were even in the ball game, that speaks volumes within itself. So I think the progress is there. As soon as Dirk gets his legs up under him, they're going to be okay. Only four games out from the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and they've got plenty of games left. So I think they're going to make that up and make the playoffs again for the 13th straight season.
Well, Dwayne, that is the good news because Dirk is back. And what's been observable to me is that he continues to get stronger. We're seeing that he's getting his legs underneath him. And I really agree with Derek Harper on Wednesday night in the telecast against Miami. I mean, he commented that we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. He's returning to form. And I guess my question to you is, Dwayne, is when do you expect him back to full capacity?
I think it's going to be sometime. It's not next week, then we got the next. They got the home game, of course, Saturday against New Orleans. Then they hit the road in Utah, the Clippers, and Sacramento. I think sometime on that road trip, maybe not the Clipper game, but the Sacramento Kings game, you expect to see him in the starting lineup. But the last two games on this, the only two games on this road trip, you know, he had 30 points and 8 rebounds. It was 12 out of 22 on the field in 46 minutes. So that right there speaks volumes about where Dirk is as far as making progress.
Dwayne Price, you're listening to The Voice. He's the Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and this is the first time he has been on our program. We don't want to get too far into the interview. We've got a great listening audience all over the country. Dwayne, tell all of the listeners where they can go and find out some of your information online.
Yeah, you can go to startelegram.com, and you'll see all my, not only game stories, but all the other stuff I write about the Mavericks, the blogs on there also. And you also can follow me on Twitter, at Dwayne Price. Nothing fancy. Just at Dwayne Price.
Well, listen, the Mavs right now, for the folks that aren't following the Mavericks that close in this particular neck of the woods, they are 13-20 right now. And that is the truth of the matter. That is the reality. And I know it's been difficult. We were just talking about some of those overtime losses against Oklahoma City and Miami, and a total of 6 overtime losses. It has been a very painful lesson. And I think what has been the repetitive theme is their inability to close out games. And as you step back, I mean, you're chronicling, you're writing about this team all the time. What is that common denominator on why they're unable to get things done when it counts the most?
Well, they didn't have a go-to guy. They didn't have Dirk Nowitzki. Granted, he's back right now, but early on it was O.J. Mayo, so it was easy for teams to just double up on O.J. and take the ball out of his hands, and who else is going to beat you on the court? Have anybody else? So they had poor execution down the stretch, lack of rebounding, terrible defense. I mean, they're giving up over 100 points a game in the league in that department. But I think, as you say, in the next couple of weeks, as soon as Dirk gets his conditioning back, they're going to get that cleaned up. Because dating back to last year, they lost 9 straight overtime games. But if you just count this year at 6, and then they lost another game to Philadelphia by 2 points. So if you take those 7 games right there and turn it around, they're 20-13 instead of 13-20.
That's incredible. It is. And, you know, one of the things, I do like to focus on some of the positives. And one of the guys that has really taken his level of play higher has been the point guard, Darren Collison. There's a number of examples I could recall, but really you have to point back and reflect on that game in Oklahoma City. I mean, I was there. He was in attack mode all night long from start to finish. He really was the guy, Dwayne, that created and sustained the tempo throughout the game.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened to Darren because he started off playing well this season, and then he just hit a slump, and the Mavericks went out and got Derek Fisher. And I think he saw that, I could lose my starting job, which he did to Fisher until Fisher got hurt and decided to go back home to his family. And then Darren picked up his game. So if he continues to play like he's played in the last couple of weeks, I think the Mavericks are going to be okay at that position. But I also like Dominic Jones. He came in and did some things well. He needs to protect the ball better. You know, he tries to make those high-risk passes. If he can cut down on that, I think that'd be all right as far as the starting point guard position and the backup point guard position.
Well, I think the one thing as far as with Darren Collison, as you said, you know, he got off to such a hot start, and then I think the teams, they just adjusted to him, and he's had to work that much harder and to kind of reinvent himself in many different ways. But I will say this, that when he plays with that level of aggression and he gets the defender on their heels, I mean, you cannot contain his dribble penetration. I'm telling you, the Thunder could not do it.
Right. And in his case, and now also in the Mavs case, they need to push the ball up the court.
Absolutely.
They're not a great half-court offense at all, because if they get other teams a chance to set up the defense, they don't have a chance on offense. So as long as they're pushing the ball up court, which is what Darren Collison does very well, they'll be okay in that department.
You're listening to the voice of Dwayne Price, the Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And I know we were plugging your stuff. Dwayne, where can they go and find out information online for the Star-Telegram?
Telegram, just get on star-telegram.com and you'll see it pop right up there on your screen. And I got a lot of blogs because everything can't get in the paper. So at least I'm probably blogging about, I don't know, 8 to 10 times a day and tweeting about 20 to 25 times a day. So it's all Mavericks all the time. Anything you want to know about the Mavericks, I got it on there somewhere.
It is a full court press with Dwayne Price. Always great. Hey, listen, we got to talk about it and give some love for Vince Carter, because it is interesting just to watch how he is really continuing to bring his A game. And there's been so much talk in the league this year as far as about Tim Duncan. I mean, here he is. Here's a guy. He's having one of his best seasons, his highest average since, what, the 2009 season. And he is like 36 years young. You know, the same is true for Vince Carter. I mean, he continues to show us, number one, that he's taken great care of himself and he still has that edge. And each and every night, I mean, he's going to give you the best that he's got. Sound like Anita Baker, don't I?
I know, yeah. Exactly. I don't know if you saw the game against the Washington Wizards.
Oh, honey, yes.
Vince had three of those tremendous dunks that Vince Carter, when he was 25 years old, said,
yeah.
Whoa, this is great. And he ended up with 23 points in that game. And last night he had 15 points and nine rebounds. So he really is stepping up his game. And it's good to see, because they are going to need another third option as soon as Dirk gets his legs up under him. Besides Dirk and OJ Mayo, they're going to need somebody else to step in there and be able to hit big shots. And Vince can hit those shots consistently also.
Oh, absolutely. He can stretch the defense, but you're exactly right, because in that Washington game from start to finish, I mean, he started with that authoritative dunk and then he flushed it at the end too. So he certainly came out there. You know, Coach Carlisle had really challenged his team to come out and play with a level of aggression, and he definitely took Coach up on that, didn't he?
Yeah, and the other thing that Coach Carlisle challenged Chris Kaman, the center, to come out and play better defense, and he stepped up and had 3 blocks against
Washington
on a Tuesday and had 3 more blocks and a double-double last night against Miami, and that's not easy to do against the Miami Heat, because they're always coming in and driving all the time. I mean, hey, let me tell you this, too, also. I don't want to sound like a homer. I've never been a homer, but the facts don't lie. Mavericks played Miami 2 times already,
mm-hmm.
and LeBron James, who is one of the most physical players in the league, didn't get any fouls. Should I say any fouls that the referee didn't call.
Right.
And in 73 minutes. And last night, Dwayne Wade and LeBron played a total of 87 minutes. Neither one of them got a foul. Something's wrong with this pitcher. I mean, I know the NBA likes to protect their superstar, but it just isn't fair to the other players on the other team.
Well, that's a great point. You know, I even think of going back to Darren Collison in that game against Oklahoma City. I think, what, he had 32 points, but he only went to the free throw line like twice. So They got to get that whistle. They got to work that whistle. Okay, let's move ahead. Let's preview this weekend's game against New Orleans. Anthony Davis, Austin River. I mean, I'm looking forward to this. I know that this is a team that has struggled mightily, but one that you certainly can't overlook. Tell us about it, Dwayne.
Well, you know, the Mavericks definitely need this game, and they can't afford to overlook anybody when you're 13-20. And right now, the Mavericks only played 14 home games. There's only three teams in the league that's played less home games than the Mavericks. That's Minnesota, Denver, and Toronto. So you gotta protect your home turf. They're only 8-6 at home. You gotta get that up into double digits. And as long as they win that game before they hit the road trip against Utah, the Clippers, and Sacramento, I think they'll be okay.
Well, the West is so brutal, and as you had just said, the Dallas Mavericks, their record currently stands at 13-20, and it has been slow cooking so far. And really, for this organization, they just continue to simultaneously, I mean, they're trying to develop all these younger players, you know, Bernard James, Jay Crowder, and then manage the veterans and get them to play with a level of consistency on both ends of the floor. And the one thing that I do point to, when I've seen them get off to a fast start, that's when they seem to play, you know, it continues and flows throughout the entire game, and it's just very important that they come ready to go.
And they got to come ready to go, because if they get out to a slow start, as you know, it can get ugly. And they've lost 8 games this year by 20 or more points, and that's not counting. They had another game, Utah, they lost to them by 19, and Miami, the game in Dallas last month, was up 36 with a little over a minute to go in the third quarter and called off the Dogs, ended up only beating them by 15. So the key is for them to get out. It's almost like they lose interest early if they get down early, and they just can't afford to do this because they're going to get stomped in this league by anybody. Lost by 21 to Toronto, one of the worst teams in the league.
Yes, you always hear Coach talk about you got to be ready to play for a full 48 minutes. And as you look at the season ahead, here we are a third way through the season. I mean, are you optimistic that they can turn this around?
Oh, they will. They will. Like I said, we got a bunch of home games down the road, and Portland is sitting in the 8th spot, and Portland's not a great team right now. The only problem is there's two other teams that are also ahead of the Mavericks who are not in the playoffs with the playoffs start today. That's the Lakers and Utah, and I think those two teams are going to be in the playoffs. So they definitely have their work cut out for them. It's not going to be easy, but the good thing is that they got Dirk Nowitzki back, and he'll be in the starting lineup sometime next week, and it's going to be okay from there.
Dwayne Price has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. He's the Dallas Mavericks beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and you are spot on. You can't marinate in self-doubt. You've got to press on, and there are a lot more ball games to be played. So look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Thank you, Dwayne.
Okay, Lisa, I appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead. We'll be right back.